And welcome tuning into for today's broadcast. I'm your host, AJ, and today we have a special guest. We were going to have another one, but we don't know what's going on with his schedule. But would you like to introduce yourself, please?
I am NC.
Hi, and welcome. Nice for you to be on the broadcast of At the Table. Now, today's topic today is Disneyland experiences. What I mean specifically, I mean Disneyland parks. Now, about you, but I only been to the one in LA because I live in California. So
I've been to that one too.
Oh, okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you part of a school thing where they take you like every year? If I'm correct, you're part of a school thing that takes you to a.
Yes.
If I'm correct, it's like in a performance thing, like you perform.
Yeah, correct. That's also correct.
Do you know what is it specifically? Like, I know what you know what it is, but like, can you give a little bit more detail on it?
What do you mean?
Like what you do over there.
What we do is we do a parade all around Main Street, which is basically all around the whole Disneyland. Like, we go around the whole thing where it starts, where the whole stage doors are, and then we go all the way over to It's a Small World. Basically doing a parade, playing the same song over and over, but since it's the parade, we're just basically going through it, the whole thing, performing throughout the whole land.
Right. Now, are you guys like do the night ones, or is it like those like side ones?
What do you mean?
Like, because you know how like they have the big parade at nighttime? Like, are you guys part of that, or is it like just a parade through the daytimes? You know,
it
like
is,
those little events.
It used to be during the nighttime in the past for this group, but we've been doing it during the daytime for the while. So just during the daytime, yeah, when it's light outside.
Do you guys like get to stay for the day?
Oh yeah, we do. We get after we're done performing, we get to enjoy ourselves at the park.
Okay, so now you perform daytime, right? Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
All right, that's great. All right. So, I don't know, but I can kind of recall the first time I went to Disneyland. I think it was the first time I went, I believe it was my birthday. I was turning 7 years old, and the one problem that I had with this is that, you know, they used the old excuse, oh, you're a big boy now, so you have to go on all the roller coasters. Literally went on every single roller coaster, Space Mountain, all that stuff. Not to hate, I didn't hate them. I was just a little kid that was scared of coasters. Mm. So, I can recall this one time. Okay, I was 7 years old. It was my first time to go to Disneyland. And we were in line for Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. All I can remember from Space Mountain is literally blackout. Well, no, duh, you can't see. But I mean, like,
yeah.
I think I legit, like, blacked out.
Like, you don't remember anything during the ride.
Like, I don't remember seeing anything in the ride. Other than just being pitch black. And I believe it's not just being pitch black, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct.
It's not, yeah, it's just not pitch black. And there's also some other stuff that goes on within the ride as well. So.
Yeah. By the way, if you guys would like to learn more about Space Mountain, I forgot who's the YouTuber name, but if I'll try to find it down somewhere in the description or something, but he recently did a video on the story behind Space Mountain and what it really about. And honestly, it goes back from all the way back into America history. So it's a pretty great watch, and I really hope you guys support his channel. So yeah. So can you recall like your first time?
My first time? Damn, that's got to be a long while back. All I can remember is say it was back when I was probably around when I was five, and I like you. You sound like you had a good time, but for me, they never brought up that kind of thing since I was only five. They took me in all the kiddie rides. It wasn't too bad of an experience for me. I really enjoyed it, just being able to go around the park and stuff. I didn't get to really stay for night because we didn't want to stay too late. They mainly took us around just like all the small rides and stuff that were they thought would be
All right,
comfortable for me to go on. They mainly took me around Toonland. Isn't that what it's called? Or is it
Yeah,
Toonland or
Toonland.
Toontown?
Toonland, yeah. It's
Or
like with the
Toontown.
Roger Rabbit. It's like with the Roger Rabbit and that little
Yeah, where all the
monster.
tunes are and stuff. They have some other cool stuff there too, and a lot of like merchandise. But I especially remember my trip because you know the blue wizard hat that like Mickey wears from
Oh,
Phantom.
yes.
I got one of those from that.
I never really got one of those, but I'm planning to get one.
Ah, they're so cool.
Those are pretty cool, honestly.
I've seen that you can also get ones that light up too. There's like a regular one, and then there's one that can light up. But the one
So
that I had gotten a long time ago was one that doesn't light up.
continuing with the hat. If you go to Star Wars Land, I think by Star Tours, that shop in the middle, they have this thing where you know like you can build your own Lego man. They used to have it like in the Lego shows. Well, they have that, but it's for like art for like drones. So you can make like R2-D2 wearing like the Mickey
Wait.
hat. It's really cool.
Damn.
They just added that. So I was like pretty. I wanted to get one, but I was like, I'm not mean and I don't hate Disney, but I'm just not a Star Wars fan.
Oh,
If you
yeah.
catch my drift,
I understand. Me too.
I have no problems with it, and I have no problems with like the fan base or anything. I just don't like Star Wars. Like, I just don't like the idea behind it. I like the action scenes.
I'm not really
That's
caught up
something.
with the whole Star Wars thing either. Like,
Yeah, me
I'm aware of
too.
Star Wars, but I don't exactly watch it. I don't exactly watch or into the
I'm
whole
hearing
Star Wars thing.
hearing that the Star Wars fan base is like hating how Disney's taking it now.
Oh.
It's especially with the death of Princess Leia and right, it was just is it Princess Leia or there's someone else? I am.
I think so. I don't know. I never really watched the movies. I've just heard about
Well,
characters
no,
it.
I knew she died,
Oh.
but there's like scenes of her in like the current. I think it was in The Force Awakens, where she
Mm.
was literally in space. This is what no. I watch a YouTuber called Nostalgia Critic, where he just react to the scenes and talks about it.
All right.
So that's how I kind of know about these scenes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's what he shows and he even talks about it. By the way, check out Nostalgia Critic's channel YouTube videos. They're pretty amazing, and if you like a kick of a reviewer and a person that can entertain you at the same time, please check out the Nostalgia Critic on YouTube. So back to the Disneyland. Have you experienced Downtown Disney?
Downtown Disney? Yeah, I have
Yeah.
quite a couple times.
Now, I think my fondest memory of Downtown Disney now is okay, so we both graduated from school, right?
Yes.
We both We were okay, I don't know if we were really like knew each other at the time, but after graduation, my family took me to Downtown Disney.
Okay.
They took me to Downtown Disney, and I was like, oh, that's cool, Downtown Disney, and all that stuff. And I literally got a picture with a parrot on me, so that was pretty cool. And then we went to the rainforest and had like a nice like lunch, celebrating on my graduation. So that was pretty nice. So I think that's my best memory. We didn't really walk around, but like it was just great with my whole family and all that stuff. So I think that was my new fondest memory.
New film. Interesting.
Yeah. Have you have like something like that, or you just have like a favorite memory?
Not really. It's kind of hard to pick when I really enjoy the whole park itself. It's kind of hard to pick a favorite memory. Not really
Yeah, I really
Downtown
can't blame you.
Disney would be my, even though Downtown Disney is a great part of it, that wouldn't be my exact favorite area. I'd say probably just like the main parts of it, or just going to like some, just a few rides of them. If I had to like pick
Yeah.
a favorite ride, let's see. I forgot what it's called, but like there's like this it's a train one. It's a train one.
It's
It's
a
not
train
just
one.
no, it's not. It's not like it's just a train that takes you. It's like a
It's
train roller coaster.
the mono. Are we talking about Disneyland, or are we talking about the one that takes you back and forth from the park?
No. It's in Disneyland. It's a train roller coaster.
Oh, is it a Thunder Mountain, something like
Yeah,
that?
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's my favorite. That's my favorite ride.
Yeah, that's mine too. That's like a really good one.
I can recall. Okay, so I recently went like a couple months ago.
Okay.
Because that's okay. So, quick story. Before you, I was gone for 2 days before we went to spring break. Somebody obviously noticed that over there at school, in our little group of friends. But I was gone for 2 days. The first day I was gone because I was sick. The second day was because I was gone because my sister had her birthday recently. So my mom called my cousins from Las Vegas to come over because they usually come over. They come, they stay for the night, and they go to Disneyland to experience and all that stuff. So, so they kept asking me, "Hey, are you going to Disneyland with us?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you guys are talking about." I talked to my mom about it, and she's like, "Okay, yeah, you're fine, you're cool." And then I told her all about, because Disneyland, I'm glad that Disneyland offers a service now, because I feel like the lines go much faster and you have a greater time. Is the new Fast Pass system, right? Is that what it's called?
Fast Passes. There we go. The Fast Passes. You can get into the fast lanes to get make the lines getting faster.
I am a fan, honestly. I'm a big fan of these. I love it that I think the only problem I have with them is that they're really hard for small groups because okay, so my situation was that my family wanted to go on Peter Pan and me and my cousin didn't want to go. He was like 2 years younger than me. So me and him decided to go walking around, and then we came back and asked for my mom the tickets, like, because you need the tickets to get him.
Yeah.
So we went to Indiana Jones and got him there. So it was at 8 o'clock. So I was like, oh, sweet. So we could watch Fantasia, the new show. That's also amazing. I love it. They still have the fireworks show, right?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do, yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I've seen it,
I really would love to watch the fireworks show, but I really can't because then it just starts getting too late, and then after the fireworks show, you have all that traffic and stuff over here. Yeah. You know, because LA's best known for traffic. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yep.
I feel bad for all the people who live in LA, but yeah, really. Really, it's a great time. I love the idea of it. You know, free fast passes for everyone because, you know, everyone wants to get on the freight range.
Yeah.
And you really won't really have a problem with, like, the fast pass line even being longer because you have to go get it at the times. See, now I really like that because of the times thing. So you have to risk some of your time. See, now I would love it. I think it was a better – I love the idea. Okay, I keep losing my train of thought, but – I just think it's bad for smaller groups. So say like a group of like three, right? Okay. So one of you guys will have to go, either one of you guys have to go get the tickets for the ride you guys want to go, or two of you guys would go and one stays by themselves. Now, but if you had like a group of like six, then like three,
or like five, six.
Yeah. So like they don't want to be alone. But, like, if you have a big group, then, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But if you have small groups, you tend to have more of a problem with because you don't know who's going to do what, and then things going to start to get a problem.
Yeah, true. But, like, still, I love the idea, and I hope they keep it. I really do. I hope. Yeah.
They're really
useful. Sorry, you're saying?
No, I said they're really, really useful.
They're really useful. But it kind of sucks because if you're like, if it's only like you two, then one of you, then you, like if it's you two and then you want to go, someone gets in line and then someone has to go across the land to get like the fast passes. Because literally, we went across Disneyland because we were in Fantasyland in the middle behind the castle. So we had to walk, we walked around. We didn't go like straight on. We walked around passing the lake and passing Pirates of the Caribbean. And we had to walk all the way back there. And then by the time we got back, they were barely getting on the ride. And they tricked us to get back on the ride. But whatever, Peter, you know, I don't have anything wrong with the Peter Pan ride. I'm just like, I don't really like it. No! Oh my God. Speaking about the Peter Pan ride, I had a horrible time when I went over there with it. There were a group of, I think it was like, I don't know how many could fit in the car. I think it's two, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah,
okay, two. So there were two girls right in front of us, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then next thing you know, I just see a flashlight just flashing all over around. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What the heck?
And I'm like, you're ruining my time. Well, I know it's just like a little thing. And plus, I just said, well, not a big fan. But like, still, if I'm going to do it, I at least want the Disney experience.
Yeah.
I don't want some white ass girl. She was white. Look, I'm not saying whites ruin it, but sometimes they just cause a problem for me. I don't hate them, they just cause problems.
Yeah, I get you. I get you, me.
So they were literally flashing the stuff around like everywhere. And then me and my cousin were just pissed because we were like, come on, we're trying to have a nice time. And we're over here dealing with these two chicks flashing their lights around, ruining like the effect of stuff of like, you're up in the sky and all that crazy stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm surprised. I hope the ride just breaks down because then their phone dies, honestly. When I go, okay, I've been talking too much. How about you? Do you have you, I've been talking way too fucking much. Have you had like a bad experience at Disneyland at your in your times, especially since you're going like every year, so you might like with a group, so there might be problems and stuff.
Just like a few problems, like there'll be like collisions where even though we have a little bit of a big group, we have moments where there's a moments of separation where people say, I want to go on this ride, but no, then other people of that group go on another ride because, or we have to separate because certain people can't go on a ride, and so then the other people decide instead of staying with that person and going on a different ride with them, they're like, oh, okay, whatever, you go on a ride that's not going to make you scared, whatever. So we're just going to go on to another ride that we like and that we want to do. Like, but wait,
Is
so
it
you're going to
like the
leave
majority?
that like
Okay,
half
so
the group, like half the group.
are you saying it's like usually a majority that this happens, or is it like just like two guys that are?
Happened a few times where. Like
Is it like
we have
more the more?
we've had to split up a group every time, almost a few
Wait, hold
times
on.
that I've had to go in a group for my
Wait, hold
event.
on. What do you want? Can you go somewhere else? Can you go somewhere else? I'm tired of talking. Can you go somewhere else? Hold on.
Seems we are having technical difficulties. And things are happening on the other line. Meanwhile, we wait. These technical difficulties will last a minute or so please wait. The host has, since we are having some sort of technical difficulties with some things happening. So, meanwhile, we wait. I would have hop back onto discussion, but our host is gone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, we had technical issues with the, and we were trying to figure out what our other guest is. Still has no problem. But yeah. So after the technical difficulty, we were talking about upcoming changes for Disneyland. So one of the big changes that I think everyone's pretty excited about, is, sorry, I lost my.
Right.
I lost my train of. I always lose my train of thought.
It's all right. Is it like a new ride? Isn't there's
No,
no like
it's
one?
a whole new land. It's Star Wars
Oh
land.
yeah, it's the whole
Ba-da-da. Okay,
new
I'm singing Indiana Jones. I'm a fucking idiot.
ride. What song were you singing?
I'm singing. I was singing the Indiana Jones. Like all the fucking Star Wars nerds are like, that's
It's
not even
ba
Star
ba
Wars. What the fuck? Fucking kid doesn't even. Okay. So, Star Wars Land. It is coming and it is big. It is right by Frontierland, by the lake. You can literally see it. So,
Damn, that's so
like
cool.
I said, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I'm pretty excited.
This would be cool to see.
This
Let's
is
see
gonna
what
be
Disney can do.
pretty. If this is great, then it can bring more people
More
into
people.
the. Yeah. See,
Let's see what Disney can pull off.
now I'm always been like a history guy. I love the history behind things.
Yeah.
So I lean more towards like the Los Angeles one because Walt Disney built it. He
Yeah.
walked the same grounds I'm walking right now. He
Right. Dang.
this is where Disneyland started, and I love like the history, and that's why I want you to check out the Disneyland channels and support them because
Check them out,
they
guys.
do some great stuff,
Lots of stuff.
and they tell you about hints and all that stuff. Really, just
There's
check
so
them
much
out.
stuff about the park, too. A
Just
lot of channels tend to discuss all different things, whether it be history, history on the rides, history behind the park, or every little building, whether it be the new ones, old ones, everything in the park itself.
So yeah, so I will love it if you guys can head over to YouTube and support these channels. I could pull up the names. I'll do that later, like towards the end. But yeah, so Star Wars Land is one of the biggest ones coming. I think it is the biggest one coming. I'm trying to remember the other
Yeah, it is.
ones.
I remember one of the other lands was Cars Land. That was
Car
really cool.
that was back in the days. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, Pixar Pier, ladies and gentlemen, it is open.
Pixar. Woo.
For Disney California.
Oh yeah, woo. California. I almost
As
forgot
a as as
about
also a Pixar fan, this is pretty exciting to me.
the
But it's a pier, so I'm not really expecting a lot of things.
other land.
I haven't checked it out for myself yet, and there is the event going on. And
What is the
well,
event?
the event is going through, I think it was May something to like June, like the
Oh.
start of June. So it is closing up soon, so sadly I would not be able to see it, but Pixar Pier will still be there.
I'm
Now,
probably gonna check it out later in the summer because I know
yeah,
I definitely won't have time either.
no, I'll be pretty cool. Big fan. I'm excited to go see it. And Star Wars Land is, I think it's coming out next year. Not fully sure, but it's
Probably by the end of this year,
now.
upcoming next year.
Now my question is about with Star Wars because Star Wars is already in Futureland. You
Yeah.
got not Space Mountain. You got like the start. You got the Jedi Academy show. You have like I think there's like a theater you could sit in and watch like the ride kind of.
Yeah,
It's
you
never
said
really packed. It's like right by the Space Mountain entrance.
yeah.
And Star Tours. Star Tours is one of my favorite
Star
Star
Tours.
Wars rides.
That is a
One of
really good one. I've been on that ride so many times. It's really good.
I still remember going in on the first time when I was seven.
Dang.
When I was seven, and it was like all cool. It was like all Star Wars. Like I think it was like the earlier Star Wars, but now it's like the new Star Wars. And honestly, as a person that didn't watch the Star Wars, I was pretty amazed about the scenery and like the vibe.
I'm
So
impressed by everything as well, just like how
really, really great. Like I said, I love it when Disney could tell a story without saying the
even having
story and showing it.
like their actions speak louder than their words.
That's what I love it. So are you excited for any of these upcoming changes, NC? Are you excited for any of
Yeah,
these changes?
I am. I can't wait to see what Disneyland has in store for all
Now,
this.
no, the only problem I have right now is since 'cause there's already Star Wars stuff, what are they gonna
True.
do? What are they gonna do with that stuff? Are they gonna move it? Are they gonna leave it? Because if they leave it, then it's already gonna be out of theme of Futureland because
That's
pretty
true.
much Star Wars is just Futureland, but more in the future and more of Star Wars. So you're technically having two Futurelands. But that's
So
just
what
my
is
opinion.
one's like Star Wars?
No one has to list. No one has to force it on anyone. It's just my opinions. But yeah,
But I
I
agree with
hope they keep Star Tours. I just hope like they just have Star Tours.
Yeah, at least keep that thing because that's been around before they were thinking of the Star Wars Land. So that's like a piece right there. You
Yeah.
can't just like move away because it was already there from the beginning.
Yeah. Now, I didn't ask you this question, Nicole, but what are you? Are you more like, oh, Disney walked these lands himself. He helped make Disney, right? He helped Disneyland parks and all this stuff. Or are you more like roller coasters? Yeah, I love the theming and like so much activity. So like more like Florida. Like Would
I think a little bit of mix of both, but I'm not really too fond of roller coasters, but I like being able to learn about both, like knowing that Disney was there himself at that one location and also being able to enjoy all the different rides and stuff there that the land has to
If I'm
offer.
correct, I think Pirates in the Caribbean was his last ride, or was
Yeah.
his favorite?
I think that was
His,
his last one.
yeah, I think it was his last one. But I'm glad that the people up in Disney are like still keeping like you know
His
his how
legacy
he
is, yeah.
how yeah how he runs his roller coasters. You know, always telling a good story and always making it fun for the guests, and always making the theme
Because
park.
if the moment you change that, you know something's gonna be up. Like, wait a minute, something's not right.
Hashtag add more Indiana Jones. I'm a really big fan. I'm also a
That was a good ride. I've been on that one a couple times.
Yeah, I'm a really big fan of the Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones isn't, don't get me wrong, it's not too bad, but I've seen some of the movies. They're not too bad themselves. I don't recall a lot of it as well. I just only remember a few things. The fact that I don't remember, it's like, oh, it's good, but I don't remember anything else about it that it's good.
Yeah, well, you know, it was good.
I don't remember why it was good. It was good.
It just, you know, it was just, you know that vibe where something's just good? It's just good. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Trying to think. Okay, so what's your favorite ride in Disneyland? Like when you just go to Disneyland, you're like, I gotta ride this
Like that,
today.
I can't wait to go to.
Like you're
Yeah.
just like, I got to ride this because Knott's Berry Farm. Because when we go to Knott's Berry Farm, I always want to go on Bigfoot Rapids as many times as we can. I just push it on you guys. I'm just like, let's go to Bigfoot Rapids. Let's
Yeah,
go.
that's a great one.
That's all. Okay, so back to Disneyland. So what's your favorite? What's your like favorite?
I'm not one for pushing people, but if I was like really excited, if I had to like really go on a ride, I'd really want to either go on damn, if
Space Mountain.
not, I'd either want to go on no on Matterhorn or the Haunted House. Mostly Matterhorn, because the minute I remember going on that ride after
Matterhorn's a
this
pretty good
one
one.
time,
I
I
like
really
Matterhorn.
enjoyed it. That was really good.
Matterhorn's a pretty good one. It's pretty good.
Feeling the rush in it as well, and just like being as if you were up in the mountains like that, like damn.
You really feel that cool air in California before the fire? I get to make that joke because I get to make that joke, okay? I'm a Californian. We get to
I
I get the card. I get the card that says I can make my California fire jokes. There's gonna be some guy out there that's gonna be like, he's making fun of California fires because this is a serious problem. I know it's a serious problem, but
Oh
we need to make
yeah.
light of situations. I literally
Just like
have,
don't always need to be negative, just pause it up a bit. Pause it up.
and that'll be a whole another topic for another day. But I hope that our guests will finally be joining us soon.
Yep,
I
hopefully.
don't know what is going on with him because he was even excited for this podcast.
He was so up for it.
He hasn't gone to Disneyland like in 10 years,
Damn.
so I'm surprised. But I already told you about what the school's doing. The school is providing a free Disneyland trip for graduates, for the ones that are graduating.
Oh, man.
So, you know,
Lucky them.
so it's pretty much just like so yeah. So I'm pretty excited for that because then all of us can go, the whole group, and it's just like pay free. So that'd be great and all. What is, how much is it at Disneyland? I forgot. It's like $300. It's really
Oh, dang. I
expensive.
think the price has frozen up because you know, really, is how California keeps rising up their prices for everything. I
Well, no,
bet you.
I'm talking about Disneyland. I'm not talking about California.
I
But
bet if
yeah.
anything, they probably rosen up their prices too, because like people said that tickets or things used to be even less expensive in Disneyland, and then prices went up in there too.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to like lo they're trying to lower the guests. Like they're trying to like they're not
Wait,
trying to like they're not they're trying not to be like, I don't want your business. No, they're like just trying to like lower the guests' visits just a little. Like they're just trying to lower it down so they can, I could believe, do more stuff.
that's true. That's
That's why they
true.
got rid
That's
of
true.
the annual pass. That's why they got
Oh.
rid of the annual pass because they wanted it, because that was like the number one source of like visitors and all that stuff.
Oh, I remember that. There's just so many people who just wanted to go.
They
They're like,
will
give
be
me
bringing it back though. They will be bringing it back in the late future, and I believe everyone's saying that it will be before Star Wars Land is open, because as soon as that B is open, woo, tickets rates are gonna go up through the roof.
that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty exciting and all. So let's talk about one of the rides that got changed in California Disney over here in California, and that is Hollywood Tower of Terror.
I've never been on that one. Have you been on that one?
Never been on that, but I've been like in California, like to see it.
I heard a lot of people, I had a lot of experiences from it, but I've never
Yeah.
been on it myself.
Never been on it myself, sadly, but I think the one in Florida still has going, right? The one in
Yeah,
Florida?
Florida still has it, but
Yeah,
the one in
yeah,
California, unfortunately, does not have it no more. A lot of
yeah.
people are really sad for it to go because they really wanted it to stay, but nope, it sadly it
Right,
had to
but
go.
the Guardians of the Galaxy one that replaced it, it's still pretty good, people are saying.
Really?
People are still like, they still like it, but they're like, well, it's a good replacement. At least it's not like crap.
That's true. At least there's some good reviews about the new replacement rather than all just a bunch of negative things about it, or else Disney will be like,
God, the Hollywood is so much better. Oh, but yeah, it was sad to see it. But like, if we never change, we never grow.
never
But
keep going and trying new things out.
yeah, but like I said, I'm glad it's doing well and all that stuff. Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty doing well, especially
I
in the
should say
latest.
the movies are great.
Is wait, I don't want to be mean, but was it in Mar was it in Infinity War? Were they in?
What?
In Fuck, I no, they're not. They're not in Infinity War. God, I sound like such an idiot. Well, this guy doesn't even know the difference between Marvel and DC. Fuck. I don't keep up with the superheroes, really.
War is Marvel,
Is
so.
it Marvel? 'Cause
Yeah, it
it's
is.
like the most ambitious crossover. Like, Jesus Christ, I can't
No,
remember anymore.
Infinity War is all Marvel. It's just crossovers of different Marvel
I'm
superheroes,
trying
that's
to,
all.
because I remember the Guardians and the Galaxy were
Guardians of the
part of.
Galaxy, yeah, we were in the those characters were in Infinity War. I think
Yeah, all
no
right.
spoilers, but I think I may have heard some of them die.
Everyone dies in Infinity War. Spoiler, I never seen it myself.
Me neither.
Yeah, whatever. But back to the topic. Florida still is having it over there, so that's great and all. I think Florida otherwise is doing well. I think they're doing better over here than the one in LA. By like just like a I think like
Well,
a
they are a
couple.
bigger. They're at Disneyland over there.
They have more
It's really bigger.
area. They have more
Plus, they have
area.
like a giant. They have like a freaking like really nice hotel over there, unlike the one here. I don't think
Now,
we have a hotel in the LA one, do we? They.
they have hotels like everywhere around Disneyland and over there.
Well, I like Disneyland though, like in the LA one.
I just remembered something. There's a video that this person I was talking about that made the Space Mountain history of like what it's about and all that and the story behind it. So this same person that did this, he also made a comparison about these two, of Disneyland and Disneyland. No, Walt Disney World. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm butchering these names so hard. Like if I had Google right next to me, I would just be searching it up and getting it right. But I don't at the moment. But like
Hello.
I said, he brought up a good point. He. Not to throw like trash at again anyone, but he brought up a good point that when he goes to Disneyland, when he goes to Disneyland, like the events and like the little details, they're more like they're like the details are way better because
Yeah.
they have a smaller thing and they have less area to work with, but they
True,
made
true.
like the details are like really great, like the performers' energy is high, like
Everything
all
is
that
at
stuff.
top quality.
Yeah, top quality. There we go. Those are the words. Like everything is top quality, even the details. But when you go to Florida, like it's
It isn't
not
as good.
as good because they have bigger lands and they have
And so
more
they have
stuff.
that. We think that because they have a bigger long dairy, they think they're just able to just like not those as much. Like even though they keep it at, even though they
Yeah,
try to make
like
it, but they don't have it.
the performers don't really like are like in sync. Not like the performers are always in sync, but like you don't really get as much as energy
Yeah.
as you would get from Disneyland.
Or
But
from the one
yeah, but that but like I said, Disneyland is Walt Disney walked on, for history nerds like me that love to, that love to walk
learning
the
about
same
everything,
ground.
about anything, especially when it comes to that.
Yeah, see, yeah. So that's great and all. But let's talk about, every topic that every person brings up. no matter what their background is the food
Oh my
at
God.
Disneyland.
Aww.
See, food is great. See, I don't know about you guys, but I'm more of a like, hold on. Hold on.
Well,
Yeah,
just
I told you. I'm
wait
hanging out
a
with stuff.
minute, don't worry.
Nothing? No.
Da,
For sure, you're not.
da,
Yes, I'm hanging out. I'm dirty and hanging out with your jacket on. Oh, okay.
don't
Shut
watch
everything up?
the
Yeah.
words, don't get mad at
Okay.
me.
All right, and I am back. All right, so back to the topic. It was food, right? I don't know about you.
Yes.
I'm more of a like, let's just grab something quick and then let's get back in line. How about you?
I prefer be like just sitting down and enjoying a nice meal rather than just quick. Even though some of the places, it's pretty pricey. There's this one corner. It's like looks like it has like a festival near it. There's like a giant mask on top of it, and it has like some really good bread bowl soups. Like, I go there.
Red Bull food.
I make sure every time I go to Disneyland, that's like our traditional, me and my group goes to for the go that we got to
Yes.
try either for dinner or for lunch. So we got to go have ourselves some good bread bowls. And it's either cup
See,
or gumbo, and it's like that top
I
stuff.
have no problem like sitting down and having like a great meal. I'm a really picky person with like my food, so I'm just usually like, okay, where's like the nearest corn dog stand or hamburger stand or whatever sells fries and whatever. Let me just eat it and then let's get moving. I just want to get on some rides. Because how do you say Disneyland's like an event for me? It's like I gotta cram everything. I gotta see everything, I gotta feel it and all that stuff.
I gotta do everything. Gotta listen to everything. Gotta do
Go
this.
on, go do this. I really wanted to do the Abraham Lincoln Greatest Moments one. We were literally right next to it, but I had to get in line to take pictures with Mickey Mouse because for my little brother, and I was like,
Oh.
I know what a great person I am standing in line. And then literally, as soon as we got in line, it was just like 4 blocks down out of nowhere, just right behind me. And I'm like, God,
Damn.
he's just Mickey Mouse. They had.
Well, he's
It
Mickey Mouse. There you go. It's Mickey Mouse. Who wouldn't want to take pictures
Mickey
with
Mouse. It's getting Mickey Mouse. That's great and all. All right, so past the food. Now, the main thing that I think anyone at Disneyland could experience, I mean, like that always usually has this problem. It's not really a problem, but it's like
What
a
is
thing
it?
everyone does, is that they spend like money like it's no tomorrow.
Oh my God, yep.
I love it how people are like, I love it because I do the same thing. I love it how like
Me, I can't. I don't got that free thing to do. I can only do that, like, all.
Disneyland is really expensive, so we have to save up our money. As soon as you walk in those, as soon as you walk out those Disneyland doors, you're just spending money on whatever you want. It's crazy.
You go in with like 50, 100 bucks, even if you're a poor
And
person.
then
Comes out even more.
you're spending money like if it's on a new house. It's crazy. Now, I'm not saying that everyone does this,
Yeah.
but like most
Most
people like
people, because they
me
get
do it.
excited by everything. So you're like, oh, I want this, I want that. We should get this, we should get that. Like, whoa, hold on, wait a minute, friend.
Wait, hold on, hold on. We're gonna just gonna pull you back off.
Oh, you need to calm down there, friend. We need to save our money.
I gotta save our buddy there, Chilio. All right, so I remember some interesting facts about Disneyland. Disneyland, not the Florida one, but Disneyland. One of the facts that always intrigued me is that Walt Disney didn't want like trash. He didn't want trash filling the area or like making it all dirty. So Walt Disney deployed a plan. He literally did testing on this shit. I wish I was joking. If
Wait,
I can remember.
you did wait test
So
this.
it's like the smallest stove. So the way he did this is that he so every 15 feet there's a trash can there.
Right.
And so if you go to Disneyland, every 15 feet, any corner you look around, there's a trash can there. Because he says it's only like if they see a trash can in like I forgot, I think like above or like below
Yeah.
30 feet, they're not gonna throw it on the ground. Because when you have trash, you're just like, I want to get rid of it. So like you just put it like in the bush or something, and
Yeah, a
then you
lot of
just,
people
or
just
you
do.
really crush it up and you just throw it out of your hand real quick and just walk away like nothing happened.
You're like,
I
oh,
always feel,
I did nothing.
yeah, but I'm, yeah, but that's an interesting fact. But you still have your janitors there. You still
Oh.
have, hey, give it up for our janitors. That's my uncle there. Thank you for keeping that Disneyland nice and clean.
Nice and clean.
I wonder if that's the easiest job to get.
To
Janitor at Disneyland?
become a janitor at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's
You'd have to check
probably.
it out then and be like, how much is it to play? Like, sign me the heck up.
Don't need me to heck up. I'm Mexican. I already have one of the job.
Already a job. Wow.
I'm Mexican. I get to call dibs. All
As
right.
for me, I
All
can't.
right, enough of the racist jokes. Enough. Enough with the racist jokes, guys.
You said it,
Whatever. I'm Mexican. I can't say those jokes.
my God.
Whatever. I don't want to say I think janitor has to be like slightly easier, honestly,
Probably.
because there's not a lot of trash to pick up, but
No.
you do have like the vomit to deal with,
Especially when people getting nauseous off of some rides if they can't handle it. Oh, God.
Space Ballet 81.
Oh, God, no.
You know that's true.
Oh, God.
You know that's
Yeah,
true.
I do. That's why I'm just like, oh, God.
I think that's like the only disgusting thing out of the park. And other than that, he's just like walking around and just picking up like
Yeah,
that wrapper there too.
just picking up some trash, some good old trash.
Yeah.
Picking up pieces of paper, white paper. I was about to say white paper.
White paper. Ah, yes. White paper. Right next to brown paper and black paper. My two favorites. Fucking Jesus. All right. I think that is okay. I don't even remember how we got the conversation about janitors don't have the easiest job. Oh yeah, I remember now. I remember how this started because I was talking about how Walt Disney puts like trash cans every 15 feet.
There we go. We're getting back on topic. Can't get off the topic.
Look. It's a true fact. It's a true fact. He legit did testing in earlier the park days, and he estimated that every 15 feet there's another trash can. I can't blame him.
It's been pretty well, so his tests are good.
His tests are pretty good.
They are. Disney.
I'm trying to remember the other interesting fact. There was another interesting fact. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Top 10 Disney facts about
Top
Disney.
10 Disney facts. You never know. Welcome to my. Well, hold on. I'm gonna do a great impression of Watch Mojo. Ready? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com. We're counting down the top 10 interesting facts about Disneyland. Number one, every 15 feet is a trash can. All right. No, I'm legit trying to remember the other fact I was gonna talk about. I can't remember though. It's like not on the top of my head.
Does it have to do with like him or like any of his characters or like the
No,
land?
not like his characters. It was most like about the park. Okay, I remember. So I don't know if you know, but Florida, like the theme park of Disneyland Florida, is built on the second floor.
It is.
It is. I'm gonna tell you why though.
Why?
During one of Walt Disney's trips, he saw Woody walking through Futureland,
Ooh.
and that ruined his immersion. So when he was building Florida, he designed tunnels to put right under and build Disneyland right on top. So if you go to Florida, there's literally tunnels right under Florida.
I
I mean
knew
the
it. I thought that was all just some theories, but I knew
it was always true.
it.
Game theory, that shit.
Literally, like people would tell me, "Oh, there's tunnels and there's and stuff." I thought that was just like something people were telling me, like,
No,
"Oh,
it's an actual true thing that Walt Disney deployed plans to put tunnels. So they're literally for, like that's literally so you never that that's why you really don't see a janitors like pull out the trash over there. Shout out to my janitor homies over there in Florida. Because how do you say it? Fuck, sorry, I'm really focusing on this one pointless thing in life. But okay,
all right.
so because under the trash cans there's chutes that it just leaks trash all the way down.
Damn.
So that's great and all, and then like the cast members can just walk under and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I said, they have a lot of area to cover.
Just like walking around stuff. Gee, I never really like. It's hard to like believe still now that you've like said that. It's like, dang, like after all these years, like people like discussing stuff and trying to theorize, rather tons of stuff and trying to make believe things like legit. There is after all this time, because like some people try to make it seem like it's fake too. So that's why it was a little hard to like believe.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com. And today we're counting on the top 10.
Unbelievable facts you didn't know about Disney.
Top 10 facts. Like, they always have that. Have you ever noticed that? They're always like, top 10 facts. Top 10 amazing facts and all that stuff. Nothing
What
wrong with
about
that.
the top 10 worst fact? Or top
Yes.
10.
Yeah, WatchMojo.
Or top 10 scariest facts. They don't always have to
Yeah,
be.
cool. Yeah, why do they always have to be interesting, WatchMojo? We're on to you. We're on to you. We know the truth now. I want my top 10. I want my top 10 scariest facts now, damn it.
About
About Disneyland.
these haunted facts you didn't know about Disneyland.
These facts ain't loyal.
My gosh.
These facts ain't loyal. Oh.
Oh, the
These facts ain't so loyal.
Wait, how did
These
loyal
facts ain't I don't even know. We just got totally off topic after that. We just totally got off topic.
Comrade, why?
Honestly.
Comrade.
Jesus Christ.
Comrade.
Code Blue. We're gonna need to call the Code Blue.
We need to grab in our other comrade. Where is he?
I don't even know. He's I don't know.
He went to Disneyland.
He actually went to Disneyland. He went there. He's like. I feel like I should be talking about this.
I feel like somebody's talking about me in a. I feel like my friends are doing a podcast about me in Disneyland.
Oh. He literally said when I told him about the app, he's like, "Oh, I always wanted to broadcast."
He should get his butt over here then.
I don't even know where the hell he is. He's probably like watching some NASCAR thing. I don't even know.
He's watching Top 10 Facts about NASCAR.
He's the guy that always is like. I've seen him how he texts on Twitter. It's kind of cringeworthy.
He's probably doing his own podcast for like NASCAR.
He's doing his own podcast on
NASCAR. I bet you said he's like likes NASCAR.
He does
so
like
much.
NASCAR, but he's not gonna. Talk about it just all day by himself.
Probably. He's probably that dude.
You know, it's all there. Just...
Jesus. They're making a left turn, guys.
Wait, who's the current CEO for Disney in general? I forgot who's the current. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. That's actually a good question.
Watch Mojo with that shit.
Yeah, go check out what.
WatchMojo.com.
Welcome
to top 10.
I was about to say Watching Mojo.
Watching Mojo. Oh, yes. The favorite of the animes. The watching of the Mojos. Ah, the greatest animes on the planet.
Top 10 animes.
Oh, my God. Just totally lost track about this.
Unless they made a Disney-related anime.
Honestly, they probably have. It's probably in Japan somewhere.
Probably. What's not in Japan?
Oh, yeah, that brings up another interesting
topic.
Oh, I just, yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy. Okay, so I just remember I remember another interesting fact.
Right?
On the earlier days of Disneyland success, I lost my train of thought again. Okay, during the early days of success of Disneyland, I forgot the guy's name, but he was from Japan, and he mixed theme parks and stuff. He saw Walt Disney idea, and he contacted Walt Disney to help make a park in Japan.
Ooh.
While that was going on, Walt Disney, after the park was almost completed, Walt Disney shut down the project. Shut down the project due to they couldn't agree on something. They couldn't agree on the rights or something.
Oh, dang. That sucks.
I think it was a deal. They couldn't agree on a deal. So Walt just left the project and took all his copyrights. But they left the park still there. No, they left the park
still
there.
There?
Like they left the rides and all that stuff, but they just took the characters and the theming and stuff. So they took that all away. So they call it Nadoland, if I'm correct. They call it Nadoland.
Nadoland?
And it was pretty much Disneyland, but in Japan, and then they had like different characters.
Oh, so they made like, so it's like a parody of Disneyland.
It's not a parody because Walt Disney was helping building it himself, true. But since they couldn't discuss about the rights, he was just like, all right, whatever.
I'll make my own OCs.
I'll make my own original Disney characters.
Watch me as I make my own successful lands with my own characters and everything. Beat that, Disney.
Beat that, Disney. you got some competitors now, Disney.
Watch out as the Japan makes their success of their new and improved. It's not Disneyland, it's Nadoland.
I don't know if it's actually still there.
It's like there, but it's like not like in progress. It's just like abandoned. It's like an abandoned theme park.
Oh yeah, like that abandoned theme park that was artist made.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. They only had it for like a day, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So it was cool, even if it's for like what, a little bit. Even if it's just like there. Like boom, we're gonna do this.
And, yeah, pretty much. That's all of the WatchMojo.com interesting facts.
But interesting facts, boom, done.
That's all I can remember from the videos before I'm Googling them.
Googly? I heard googly.
Yeah, googly?
Googly, not googly, googly. What?
No, something.
Right, you're dear laughing at the way I talk, comrade.
No, it's not that. Comrade! All right. Do you have any other things to talk about Disneyland?
I think we talked a lot about them. Unless you want to bring up merchandise.
All right, let's bring up more. Okay, let's bring up merchandise. Speaking about merchandise, I just remembered another interesting fact. Here we go. Welcome to another top 10 interesting facts about Disneyland, part 3 here. All right. So this one has to do with the employees. This one has to do about the employees. Every year at Disneyland, the employees have this Disneyland puts this event for these employees called, I can't remember, but it's like some sale thing. But it's pretty much like it's unique, rare, or damaged merchandise that Disneyland sells to their employees for a sale.
Oh damn!
If this happens every year, and I think the employees can bring any of their family members.
Oh, that's so cool!
I don't know exactly. Don't quote me on that.
Sign me up
in Disneyland.
Give me some free merch right there.
Not free merch, but like it's just like it's like they just put a deal on it.
That would be cool to just give them like free merch. Oh, here you go, guys. You work here, free merch.
They know it's hard to work at Disneyland.
Yeah, true. So they just be like, nah.
Well, at least they give something for the employees back.
Yeah, some like.
But
something.
What about the janitors?
Janitors' lives matter too.
Janitors' lives matters.
Hey, they work a lot. They work hard, too. Not just the employees handling the rides and stuff. Janitors, they deserve credit, too. They have to deal with the after effects of rides.
They have to deal with a lot of stuff, honestly.
They do. They deserve more recognition.
What does it take to be a Walt Disney security? Because I see them, like some old fat guys. Not really fat, but like it's either they're old or they're like a little chubby. And they work for security, and I'm like, what does it take to work at Disneyland security? I would love to know.
Even they just say not much. You're like, what is not much?
What does not much mean? What do you mean by not much?
Well, not much. Explain your theories and the way I got here, sir.
I don't know. Yeah, but Disney also has a thing called secret police. Where
Wait,
it's just
secret, pre- secret
yeah,
police?
Yeah, here's another interesting top 10. Facts. Here we go. Disneyland. I think it is Disneyland. Disneyland has security that dresses up as normal guests, and they pretty much moderate at undercover. So they're just pretty much undercover police.
Holy crap! I didn't even realize that you wouldn't even know that they're there because they're dressed as normal guests. Oh my god!
There's like some really boof guy, like has like a black earpiece and he's wearing like a white shirt out of a thing, and he's like, "Huh? Looks a little suspicious." Whatever.
Oh yeah, that guy.
No, but that is a thing. So watch it, Disney. I mean, why Disney? Yeah, watch it, Dizzy.
We're keeping an eye on you. We have suspicions.
We all have suspicions.
Suspicion. Yeah, you never know. Like, we hear all these good things about Disney, but you never knew that the other good.
Well, honestly, it's good that they have, like, some secret police. I'm really happy about that part.
It's good to have that security on there.
Yeah, they're really hidden.
You don't even know where they are. Dude, every time I go to Disney, I don't know where the security are.
Well, no, duh. I think that's a good thing they don't know where the thing of security is. Oh, I wonder where it is. Oh, there it is.
Well, what if you need to look for them? Like, you're in need or whatever.
Well, they do have offices that you could just go. Well, or you can ask an employee. Are backstage.
You want to know that I'm going to give some hidden stuff.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
I've been backstage.
I've been backstage. I know what they do.
You too? You've been back there? You've seen all the offices and stuff?
No, I actually never.
Never been backstage?
No, why would I go backstage?
Oh, sorry, that's just me then.
Oh, yeah, because you do that thing for the school.
Yeah.
You're so cool. You're cool.
No, we're not so cool. It's just that's where we started off. We have to, like, we walk, even, like, when we get back, we walk all the way. You get to see where, like, they're making.
Oh, okay. I've kind of been backstage for the Disneyland, but it's, like, where they practice and stuff because we had to record something for them. Because it was, because I also did. Guess what? I also went to Disneyland for school. And we had to sing something.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I know. It's just plot twist. I just remembered.
Choir? Glee?
Yeah, it was Glee. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, was that some bad memories?
No, I didn't bring bad memories. I just don't want to talk about that.
It's like a Vietnam flashback. I don't want to talk about that.
I just don't want to talk about it.
The Vietnam flashbacks will come to haunt you.
Fuck, I missed.
The time you missed?
Sorry, I'm playing a game right now.
I was like, what is all that aggressive sounds?
What? You love Disney like so much. I'm really aggressive.
How to see if you're a Disney fan. They're shouting at the top of your lungs while playing a video game.
Who said I was shouting?
Nobody did. Nobody said you were shouting, sir. No one said you were shouting, comrade.
Comrade.
Comrade. That's the word.
I have never been shouting, comrade, at all.
You've never shouting?
No, I never shouted, comrade.
Shut. What?
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about anymore.
I'm calling you a comrade. I'm
why
not
you calling,
saying.
Why are you calling me a comrade? Why are you calling me a comrade?
Comrade.
What is this? The Soviet Union.
Yeah.
National anthem starts playing.
What is their national?
It's that meme, the Sound of a Name. Okay, I'm getting singer. Yes, it's just a meme.
That's a legit meme. Their national anthem is a meme.
No, their national anthem became a meme.
Oh my god!
The Soviet Union one, not the Russian one. The Soviet Union one.
Oh.
Oh yeah, because that's Russian, totally. That's Russian Soviet. That's their national anthem.
Russian Soviet Union.
Oh my god, are you searching it up?
No, I just was just saying that out loud. Russian Soviet Union.
Yeah, though national anthem.
Though I could pull up my laptop.
Good to pull up a secret laptop.
I can't find it though. It's probably where you're getting all your information from. Freaking.
I get my information by a reliable source, also known as Michael here, also known as Vsauce. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't go on YouTube daily like you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm just...
You know what I do on YouTube? I don't watch videos.
You know, I'm a productive person when I watch yours, sir, but I'm Nicole.
I know, I'm a productive person by making videos.
Whatever.
You try making a video, like a podcast. Wait, what?
What? Is this a video the whole time?
Oh yeah, totally, guys. Can you see us? We're waving.
Hi. You guys saw me. I'm naked right now. So.
Oh Jesus.
No, I'm just joking.
Like Okay then. Just decided. Oh. Whatever. You're just talking about Disneyland and okay.
No, Disneyland. You know, my Chinese. You know, don't you do that?
No.
Don't tell me I'm the only one.
Yep.
Let's talk about Disney's music. Actually, no, I just remembered another
Disney
fun fact.
music is really nice. Disney's music is
No,
really
no. Forget
nice. Yeah.
that. I remember another interesting fact. Here we go. Another here's number six interesting fact about Disney.
Okay.
When you walk down Main Street, you know how you smell those delicious goodies like the cinnamon in front of the bakery. So, well, guess what? Disney has this thing called the Smellinator where they play the thing. Well, that well, how do you play this out? No. They put
How do you play
they
something?
send out the smell through a machine. So they can attract your wall, they can attract your nose to it. So that's why if you're like in front of the candy store and it smells like candy, because it's the machine that's actually, boom.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's an
You're kidding.
act. No.
This is a legit thing. I
This is
never
a
knew this
legit thing. That's why if you go in front of the buildings and they look like they have speakers in the front but never actually play anything, that's why.
I, no wonder. I thought those were like were for like music and stuff. I didn't realize those were like putting out like scents and stuff. Dang, that's gonna.
Doesn't
I
ruin your
gotta remember
day.
that next time. No, that I gotta remember that the next time I go to Disney and be like, dang,
Just go down Main Street. Just go down Main Street. They have that there.
I go to Main Street a lot when I'm marching down Main Street. Ha.
Wow, never knew that. Hi, you're so cool.
I'm not that cool. I'm just a guest.
I'm just a guest. We're not that popular. We're not that famous.
I'm just a guest. Yes,
I'm
sir.
just a goddamn guest.
Watch your
Living
profanity.
in a
Profanity this
goddamn
whole
cast. I'm
time.
just guessing, I guess. All right, back to the original topic. Hold
If we're talking about Disneyland, why are you swearing so much? Isn't Disneyland supposed to be,
in
PG?
here.
Disneyland's
Yeah, I
PG.
shared this with
Right.
you. Yeah.
Make sure you wash your face and you change socks and you change clothes in the morning, okay?
All right. All right, back to the topic at hand.
I said if Disneyland's so PG, why are you not speaking
Oh
PG?
my God.
You've
Disneyland is like the cleanest, innocent thing in the world.
innocent,
It's
but
not innocent.
it's not.
Did you know that Disneyland is not clean? There's
No,
trash cans.
what I mean, they're not innocent. Is that like what you do realize? With some like all good movies and
Like all
shows,
good Christian
they
schools.
throw in some jokes in there that some of the older audience will understand,
Well, then
that the
why
younger.
can't I throw some jokes in there?
Wait, what do you mean? Throw some jo- What do you
Like,
mean?
what do you mean I can't throw my joke? I don't know, you're saying joke.
No, I said you were saying non-PG words in this PG topic, and
Oh,
then I said
just
that
'cause it's
again.
a PG topic doesn't mean I have to talk in PG.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm pretty sure about that.
How sure are you about that? Are you Disneyland sure or are you not very sure?
Don't even know anymore.
Disneyland is a total yes, and not very sure is not being sure.
Oh my. You know, guys, if you ever talk about Minecraft, you have to keep it PG now. Looks like those are the new rules. Looks like I wasn't told about this.
Minecraft come into play?
Because it's so innocent.
That's innocent. You have to murder people and you have to murder animals.
That's okay.
You have to murder.
What do you mean? Disney murdered animals in their movies? Why are you acting like, oh, Disney never had blood and violence? They literally made Marvel.
That's true, but I'm
What?
talking about their Disney animated movies.
Yes, there's been murders of the animals. Have you not seen Jungle Book?
But you didn't see any blood, or like,
Yes, there is blood. There is
no,
blood.
I said
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember. There was a Disney movie. What?
Jungle Book had blood.
I think so. It had murder. Not murder, but it had killing. You know what? I don't even remember anymore.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Tarzan?
Are you thinking of Tarzan? Tarzan did have that hanging scene. It did have that hanging scene.
And Tarzan's parents dies, and you
Yeah,
can
there we
tell.
go. There was the blood. Yeah, I remember now. It was a Tarzan.
But you didn't see their bodies covered in blood, though. You just saw blood
But
remains.
yeah, but you didn't say about the bodies.
Oh my God! I would think that's what
Boom.
you have to automatically know. Just that's Bloody Bodies, Disney.
Bloody Bodies.
Bloody Bodies in Disneyland. Fact number six.
Fact number seven.
Fact number. Oh my god! Like, I'm not keeping track of these facts. You need to keep, if you need to tell facts. If you want to be so good at telling these facts, why don't you keep?
Yeah. Why? I should work at Watch Mojo.
Why don't you?
God, because.
You're too good for them.
Yeah, I'm too cool for them.
Too cool. They don't deserve you.
And I'm too cool for Watch Mojo.
It's too cool for Watch Mojo. How cool are you than cool?
I get the email the next day. You're not cool.
You're not cool enough to work for us. Get out of here.
Honestly. Well, I think that wraps up for today. We went off at the very end, honestly.
At least we semi stayed on it. We just went from like talking about the park
to talking about when we saw blood in the Disney movie. But I think that wraps up for today. Thank you for tuning in for today's broadcast. Please keep up with